Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 64 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Rain. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YDF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net Pre-Net. Do I have any check-ins for the pre-net? Call now.
KADAC.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Kilo, Echo 8, Papa, Charlie, Quebec, Dave, Bay City, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up KC8VOA and KE8PCQ. Do I have any additional pre-net check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Mission Net? Call now.
K1KWJ.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo. Stormy Chesning, I'll be in and out.
Okay, Stormy, what was your call again, the first part of it?
November 8.
Okay, I got that. And the other station, the Kilo 1 station?
Kilo 1, JWJ.
Kilo 1, JWJ. And the name, please?
Name, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, everybody stand by. We'll get the net started here in just about a minute. This is KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain, 73 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations. KC8VOA, KE8PCQ, K1JWJ, and NHRK, who was in and out. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now. Okay, do I have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations for the net? Call now.
Golf, Mary from Saginaw.
Okay, I doubled with you there. The last station, give me a call again.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Houston, Golf.
Okay, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Whiskey, Golf. And what was the name, please?
Mary.
All right, Mary, we've got you checked in there. Thank you very much. Any Echolink stations for the net, call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, call now.
KDA-DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
NAKPR, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
NA7TN, Lassie, Tango, Nancy, Doug, Beaver Township.
Okay, we picked up KD8PAZ, NAKPR, and N8NTN. Any other regular check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. I know some got a little bit of rain here tonight, primarily to our south. I know here at my QTH we've got very little. I didn't check the rain gauge before I came down, but... didn't get much of any. If we got a tenth of an inch, that I would consider ourselves lucky at this point. We can use a whole lot more, that's for sure. And it doesn't look like there's anything measurable in the next few days at least. There are some chances of rain, but they are 20, 30, 40%. So not a great percentage of chance here to pick up some measurable rain, that's for sure. First off on the list, we're going to go to Rick at KC8VOA, standby 8, KE8PCQ. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, and good evening to everybody in the net and those that are listening in. Good weekend. Sorry I missed the club meeting and the club breakfast there on Saturday. But had a productive weekend up north. My hip's still... taking me here and everything else, pretty much over all the stings, and so I'm getting back on demand. I can see improvement every day when I get up, so that's a good thing. So I'm happy about that, and looking forward to a good week this week. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to KC8YVF from KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, I'm glad that you're getting better every day, and hopefully we get you back to normal. Yeah, we had a good meeting on Friday night for the club meeting. Also had a good ice cream social afterwards. We managed to polish off about 3 half-gallons or liters or whatever they call those things now. We had 5 of them and cleaned 3 totally out and probably half of the other 2, so not a lot left. Everybody had a good time, and it was a good meeting. This one was hosted by our vice president. Since our president is up in the UP until, I believe, Monday, he's coming back. So he left on Friday and is coming back on, I believe, Monday. So everything turned out very well. All right, next time up on the list, KE8PCQ, Dave, and standby K1JWJ. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group. Thanks for holding the net tonight. We got just enough rain here in Bay City to maybe dry the dust. And it's a little damp out yet. Didn't put a damper. We had shish kebabs tonight and corn, so that didn't dampen that at all. But boy, we sure could use the rain. That said, K8BCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave, yeah, I think if it got the driveway wet underneath my tree in the front yard, I doubt it. I didn't look, but it didn't rain hard enough or long enough to even make it through the leaves to get the driveway wet. So I know the shed roof got wet. I was sitting in the easy chair in the family room watching the news, and unfortunately it dozed off for a while, and I happened to open my eyes and look, and I'm thinking, oh, it's like 2:15, and my wife says, no, it's 5:55. So I quickly got downstairs to get the net started here, so I'm still trying to wake myself up after the little nap, I guess. All right, K1JWJ, Jeff, you're up next, and stand by KF8GWG. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Joe, and the group. I'm back in the hobby after about a 25-year lapse, and so I just bought this little handy-talky radio and got a few programs in, and thought I'd jump in on this net tonight, just a lesson. Hope to make some meetings and some breakfasts. I just sent my dues in for the club, and looking forward to learning and relearning everything I've forgotten. But my biggest hurdle now, I'm trying to set up a SDR, and I don't think my little MLA 30 plus is actually working at all. But I'll turn it back to the group, KC8YZF Joe.
Okay, thank you very much for joining tonight. You got a good signal coming into that, so no problem there. And welcome back into the hobby. Yeah, there's a lot of things to learn. If it's been 25 years, things have changed a bit. A lot more computer-controlled modes that are being used now. All sorts of other things that are happening in ham radio. Still have the normal modes that we've had over that, the CW and the sideband and all of those things, but a lot of digital modes and other things that are happening now in ham radio. So welcome back into the hobby. All right, next up on the list, Stormy was in and out, so KF8GWG, Mary's a new ham as well, a new tech. Go right ahead, Mary, and then we'll take a station break.
Thank you. I attended the first meeting on Friday night and had the ICC social. It was delicious and very happy to meet all of the people that were there. I'm very new to this and just passed the test in June. Looking forward to learning more to be prepared. Thank you.
There you go, Mary. Yep, I got to remember that. Sign out at the end, that's for sure. It'll come to you. But thanks for checking in tonight. Great to hear you on the air. I know it's always a little tough the first time to get on the air, and it's a little scary sometimes, especially when you haven't been on before. But it gets better as it goes on. You learn the names. You learn the call signs. For a lot of us that have been doing this for a little while at least, when you call on, before I even know the call sign, I recognize the voice and have the call sign written down before I even hear the rest of it. So it comes to you and that. So thank you for checking in. This is KC8YVF Ron for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll go up to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and stand by N8KPR. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I want to welcome Jeff and Mary into the net tonight. It's good to hear some new ones in there, and hope they enjoy the net, and don't forget we have one tomorrow night at 9:00 on the same station. So other than that, I enjoyed the meeting on Friday night. We had a good meeting plus the ice cream social and a good breakfast with you, Ron, and Joe. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny. Yeah, we had a good time. It was a short meeting, only about an hour, so we didn't have a lot to talk about. But yeah, we had a good meeting and good ice cream and a good social part of it afterwards. You have to talk to quite a few people that attended that night, and I know Mike Bright helped out Mary to get her frequency in her radio so she could be on the net tonight. And again, yes, we are have the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net tomorrow at 9 p.m. That also runs about an hour or so. And on both of these net, we do two rounds. We have initial round through, because if there's any questions or anything like that, on the 73 round, we're able to get those questions answered from the individuals that are on the net. So once we're at the end of the list here, we'll start again at the top to go to any other comments or questions that anybody might have. All right, so we're going to go out to Frankenmuth, to NAKPR, Bob, and stand by N8NTN. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everybody in the net. Welcome back to the hobby, Joe. It's quite the rabbit hole. I've been into it a long time, and got to watch yourself. But you can never have too many radios. And welcome to the hobby, Mary. Good to have you. I got back from camping this evening, late this afternoon, I guess. The usual, sit around the campfire. Well, actually, we didn't have any campfires this weekend. We just played cards on a deck. But that's still fun. And watered some stuff when I got home. And right at the present time, it's sprinkling out. Not enough to stay wet. I think it evaporates off the pavement or off my brick patio and whatnot. Evaporates for the next drop falls down. But it's trying. But it don't look real hopeful. Like you said earlier, around 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%. It's some people are probably going to get dumped on, the thunderstorm train. And other people are not going to get anything. But we could definitely use some water, that's for sure. I guess that's it for this round. I'll turn it back to control. This is an APR.
All right, Bob. We got, like I said, glad you're back here and that, and I know you've been in the hobby for a while and that. And a lot of things happen. I learn every single day. I've been in this for only 23 years, and every day I'm learning something new. Whether it's in ham radio or in life itself, there's always something to learn, and it's enjoyable to be able to learn some of these things. It's amazing what transpires every day. All right, next up on the list, Doug, N8NTN. We're going to go up to Beaver Township. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon or evening. One thing for all the new people coming in, and I'll remember this for the rest of you. There's an awful lot of knowledge base. Lots of people with a lot of
KABAC, repeater Saginaw.
Months and years have been playing with this for so long. So if you have any question at all, don't worry about it. Just ask. Because you may get two or three different answers, but that's all right. Just sort them out and get the right ones lined up the way they should be. And
an N10. You are so right, Doug. There's always multiple ways to do the same thing, so it just depends on how you want to get to that. And if we don't know, we'll find out. In some cases, if we don't know your radio, bring the manual with you. We'll read through the manual. We'll figure it out. Like I said, we've got a wealth of knowledge throughout the club. Some of the people that are in the club have been in it since the early 50s, and we're coming up on our 70th anniversary as far as being incorporated, but we are in our 73rd year as being an ARRL-affiliated club. And actually, talking to one of the gentlemen that's kind of our historian for the club actually dates back roughly into the 20s, so not officially under that name, but that's has gone back that far into the 1920s, he said. So we officially incorporated basically in the like 56, but the ARRL affiliation started. They have it listed for us in 53. So 73 years ago, we've been around, and some of the guys have been around that long. So started in the club way back then. So, yeah, a wealth of knowledge and information available. So don't be afraid to ask. If somebody doesn't know it, we'll find somebody that does know it, and we'll get you the information to get it done. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
This is KFA-EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic. I just wanted to come in and wave the antenna at everyone, especially Mary, KF8-GWG, and welcome to the hobby, and that was all. I just wanted to be in and out. So, thanks, Ron.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for dropping in there. I got you in and out. And Mike was the one that helped Mary get a repeater, this repeater programmed in her radio, so she's able to get on the air. We'll get her more stuff into her radio for the other nets and things that around the area as well. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list. We have KC8VOA, Rick, standby, KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, and everybody in the net, and good evening to those out there listening. This week is a couple doctor's appointments and stuff like that going on. Mother-in-law ended up in the hospital. She was incoherent and so forth. She'd been very active right up to the moment this happened. And they tested her. They didn't know what was going on for sure because they had recently changed her medicine. Well, she ended up with influenza A, which she pretty much hit every one of the symptoms of influenza A. And currently she's still in intensive care. They're looking to move her to a regular bed here as soon as one's available. And looks like a day or so more, she will be doing some breathing treatments yet and so forth. So things are moving along that way. So that was kind of a frightening moment this weekend, getting that news that she was hospitalized in intensive care. So, but things have progressed well. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. Looking forward to talking to everybody tomorrow night. KC8VOA, back to KC8YVF.
Oh, yes, Rick, that is not good news to get something like that, especially into intensive care. That usually doesn't mean really good things are happening, that's for sure. But I'm glad that she's doing better at this point. Hopefully she will fully recover and be back out of the hospital shortly here as well. All right, KE8PCQ, Dave, you're up next, followed by K1JWJ. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group, KE8PCQ here. Well, welcome back after 25-year hiatus, Doug, and, you know, you can start jumping down the rabbit hole with the rest of us. And welcome aboard, Mary, and glad you could get some help in getting your frequencies set. Going to be a busy week this week for us. Janie's recuperating from arthroscopic knee surgery, so she's still kind of on the slow path, and we'll see how that goes this week. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net 73.
All right, Dave. Yeah, for me, my busy week was last week. I had multiple things going on. For three nights out of the week, I was gone afterwards to meetings or other things. We had the National Night Out. We had the Midland Club meeting, which Mike and I attended. We had the Savara Club meeting on Friday night, and then I was gone all Saturday. We had the club breakfast in the morning. The Saturday after the club meeting, which is the first Friday of every month, with the exception of July, we have our club breakfast. And it was Minnie and Joe, KCQF, and myself. We are coming up again on our 70th anniversary party, which is going to be on the 22nd of this month, so just in about 3 weeks. The invitations were out. We got our RSVPs back. I got one late RSVP who got back. We are currently at 42 people. We have room for 45 at the present. I've got to talk to the restaurant tomorrow night to make sure we have arrangements for that number. But we have 42 people that are were invited from current club members and past contributors to the Savara Club over the last 70 years. So looking for that coming up here shortly. All right, next on the, up on the list, K1JWJ, Jeff, and standby KF8GWG. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening again, Ron. This is K1 Juliet Whiskey Juliet. I got to jump out of here pretty quick, but I just want to thank everybody for letting me join in and realizing that I'm pretty green and I'm very old. So you put those two together and it's a little bit slow on the pickup. But hopefully we'll get it all right and we'll learn from you all and we'll be as active as we can be with you. And so I think I'll just turn this back to KCHYVF Ron and 70 degrees. K1KWJ.
All right, you have a good night and the rest of the week. Like I said, we'll be here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. for the net there as well. Next up on the list, Mary, KF8GWG, and then I'll do another station break. Go right ahead again, Mary.
Thank you, Ron. I'm just very thankful for Mike Wright to help me get that up and running. This is my first opportunity to understand this. I've been trying to learn it for a year and just am excited to be available and listen to what's going on. Other than that, I don't have much else to say, but thank you very much. KFHGWG. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Mary, and welcome to the hobby. And as I said, we have all sorts of things that the Saginaw Club does over the year. We do the two field days, which are events where we take our equipment out to another location. One is in the winter. We take our equipment and set up stations out at the local county airport, Harry Brown Airport. The summer in June, we take out to a park that's in Cottsville Township Park. We set it up and we work from there for both of those are sponsored, or one of them sponsored by the ARRL, the other sponsored by another group. We do various public service events through the year. The emergency service groups does various exercises with the county and with the state of Michigan, the state police. So we have all sorts of things that we do throughout the year to try and keep our members busy. We do ice cream socials. We do a wards breakfast in December for our members' participation. And in the Aries group, the emergency service group, does a movie and picnic night to welcome everybody back after our break in July. So that's coming up as well. So got a lot of things that we do. Try and keep everybody interested and enjoying the hobby. This is KC8YVF Ron for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list to Minnie, KD8PAZ, standby N8KPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. As far as rain, I've got a little bit out here. My sidewalk and porch is wet, and my truck is pretty wet, and there's water on top of my truck there, so I did get a little bit more rain probably than what you guys did, but we sure could use some more. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Yeah, many looking at the radar as it was coming in. You got more, my daughter got more down to the southern part of the county, and the further south you went, you got more Lansing, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids. They had quite a bit and fairly heavy rain that at least indicated on radar that was coming across. And we had a good band coming across, and then it slowly dissipated as it got to us, as it usually does. So not much. I'm going to go check the rain gauge after I'm done with net and just kind of get an idea. For me, I report every morning at 7 a.m. to the National Weather Service from the rain gauge to what we've got. I've been doing this now for a short time. I know Rick, KC at VOA, has been doing it for quite some time. I've only been doing it for about 6 months now. I got into that, so that's something else that I do. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, Bob, stand by N8NTN.
This is NAKPR. If you hear buzzing in the background, it's, I got a computer froze up. It won't do anything except make noise, so it shuts itself off. But anyways, yeah, Ron, I've been doing the National Weather Service for, 20 years this year. It'll be 20 years this year in a row. And it's interesting. The winter is hard, you know, with the snow. You got to melt the snow and, you know, it's measure the snow, that new snow that fell, measure the snow that's on the ground, measure the total snowfall, and measure the precipitation, you know, the moisture that's in the snow. That can be a pain, but especially if it just snows a little bit every day, it can be a pain. But with that said, I'll be here tomorrow night to say hi to everybody. So thanks for doing that, Ryan. I'll turn it back to you. This is NAKPR. 73, everybody.
All right, Bob, we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Next up on the list, N8NTN. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, just remember, lots and lots of people here with lots and lots of memories that if you don't know how something works or can't figure out something, ask, and somebody will come up with an answer. It may take one or two tries, but not a big deal. That's how we make it all work. And
it ends in.
Back to that.
All right, Doug. Yeah, thanks very much for checking in. Well, for me, I'll do a quick roundup for me. As I had Friday off from work. I've got some things done around the house, and we were waiting for a new dishwasher to be delivered. The last dishwasher we had didn't last very long. And then ended up basically having it broke down 5 times in 5 years. So that wasn't good, so that's now sitting in my garage. It's going to be going to a recycling place. I think it's a control board again, so we ended up with like 2 pumps and now 2 control boards, and I think it's a control board again that's gone out. So it's fixable. It's like brand new. Like I said, it's only 5 years old. It's like brand new inside of that. It just needs another control board. So we switched on that Saturday. I had the breakfast in the morning. Then my brother and sister-in-law, my cousin and her wife, and my kids, daughter, son-in-law, and 2 grandkids, we all went to the craft show downtown Saginaw at Ojibwe Island. And then some of us headed out. We went out to the foodie fair. They had a food truck fair over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, out at the south parking lot, the Penny's parking lot out at the mall. So we went out and had lunch and watched all the people, checked everything out. And then my kids headed to the old Tri-City Dragway. They had a car show out at the dragway that they're looking to possibly reopen for drag races again after like 40-some years out at the airport. They ended up with over 700 registered cars that showed up out at that car show. So they walked for quite a ways. The cars were lined each side of the dragway, the over a half a mile down, and then on the return lane, the half a mile back on both sides, plus in other places around. So they said over 700 registered cars for that. And for my wife and I, we then joined the kids for the Saginaw County Fair. We headed out about 5 o'clock, went out to the fair out in Chesning, and we didn't get back until about 10:30 last night. So we had a good time. The grandkids entered a couple events for their projects and that. Both my granddaughter both won first place in her category, and my grandson won 2 first places in different categories that he did. He's 15 year old and likes to weld, so he welded some sculptures and things in 2 different categories and won both of them. So we're proud of the kids, at least, on that, and we went out and seen their projects and then walked through the fair and even rode a couple of rides. I got my wife on one and got me on a couple of them, and that was a good feat to get us on the rides again. That They don't work too well with us anymore. For me also, my Yaesu radio, my FTTX-10, got a present. So it got a present added to it. I ordered about 2 weeks ago, what's called a cat meter. It's a accessory meter display that shows a variety of different settings, and you can control things from this this box. It comes from New Zealand. So I've been looking at this for a while. I finally decided I was going to pick one up. So it only took 2 weeks to be delivered from New Zealand. I got it installed on Saturday, and it's working very well. It's very nice. It gives you a lot of information. It's right in line with my monitor, so as I'm typing in QSOs into the logbook and that, I can keep track of frequency and time, both local and Zulu time and all of that, without having to look other places. So it's all right in line. So nice little addition to the station.
K-A-D-A-C.
This is KCAYDF, Ron, for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments for the Net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's Net. This is Ron, Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot. This Net is now closed at 7:34 and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. Have a great week. We'll talk to some of you tomorrow night on the Severa Net. This is KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain, 69 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear, 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear, 69 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.